This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Commission on Judicial Discipline is asking for more independence from the state Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Last year, the Denver Post reported the state's former Chief Justice may have been involved in covering up misconduct by judges. Colorado's Judicial Oversight Commission hasn't been able to investigate those charges because the Supreme Court controls the commission's budget and hasn't supplied money to hire outside legal help. On Tuesday, the commission's chair, Elizabeth Espinoza Krupa, told state lawmakers the office needs its own funding
to make sure that citizens of Colorado are assured the integrity of the commission and the independence of the commission. We cannot have funding controlled by judicial leadership.
It's unclear if state lawmakers will act on the oversight office's request for more independence. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There isn't enough water in most of the Yampa River for everyone who wants to use it. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
There's a growing demand for the shrinking water supply in northwest Colorado. That's led state water officials to now declare most of the Yampa River as over-appropriated. That designation will change how the state issues permits for new water wells in the area. The state will now weigh how new wells might further deplete the flows of the Yampa and how that might hurt other water users. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
With some new snow this week, snowpack in the state is above average. Meanwhile, most of Colorado is still seeing drought conditions. The latest federal drought report shows some improvement in parts of Metro Denver, while other spots nearby are still in extreme drought. Former Colorado Rockies first baseman Todd Helton did not get elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame Tuesday. Helton just got over 50% of the votes. He needed 75%. Helton played 17 seasons with the Rockies. He holds the team records for hits, home runs, and the most games played. He retired in 2013. Only one person was voted into the Hall of Fame this year, David Ortiz, who played with Boston. There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News.